In the Sportslight tonight is one of baseball's real names, one of the all-time greats, if you please, fans, a gentleman whose name is carved indelibly in baseball's Hall of Fame. You knew him long time ago as the Fordham Flash, and he's still very much the Flash as manager of the Chicago Cubs, Frankie Frisch. Frank, it's nice to see you.
Well, thank you for that kind introduction.
Well, it's all true, sir. Frank, it looks like you're going along with this youth movement here with the Chicago Cubs is going to pan out pretty good for you. What do you think?
Well, that's just right, my good friend. We have a lot of fine youngsters here, and we're going to stay right with them, no matter what the outcome will be. We have this young fellow, Ward, at first base, who showed up very splendidly in the spring training trip, and young Terwilliger at second, Roy Smalley at short, and Serena at third. Of course, that every time we talk about the youth movement, we got to think of a fellow like Cavaretta and Verban, who are possibly a little older than these fellows, but they're not what we would call old men, and they make fine utility men for us. Mm-hmm. They've been a great asset to the ball club. They've just stuck right through with this thing, and they've even helped the kids.
Frank, it'd be pretty hard to see the Cubs without Cavaretta, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. He's a great ball player, and a great team man, and a fine fellow. He's got fine spirit.
Say, how does it feel to you personally, being back in the old suit once again, the old livery, so to speak, after having been one of these so-called here-now broadcasters of baseball?
Oh, this is more fascinating. It's wonderful. I get a kick out of it.
How did you like your broadcasting term?
I enjoyed it. It was an experience for me. Of course, I did it up in Boston, too, you know.
Yes,
I
know.
I had a year up there. Of course, I...
And the Polo Grounds was your next
coming
trip,
coming from New York and going to Boston, it was rough, you know, with the professors up there. I had a tough time, but everything turned out all right.
How were your facilities for covering the games as a broadcaster there in the Polo Grounds? I know how it is as a football situation.
Wonderful. They got everything, all the facilities a fellow would want. It's really great up there.
Now, my only experience there, of course, was covering National Football League games. We used to have to work in the press box, rather in the scoreboard, right back of third base.
Oh, that's right. Well, at the Polo Grounds, you work right to the right of home plate, and everything's just wonderful. You can't miss any plays. Of course, I might have missed a few, but I think you shouldn't miss them.
That I doubt. Frank, is there any particular one thing you can point to in your baseball career as being the outstanding, or have there been so many that you just can't place one particularly?
Well, that's rather a sudden question, but I've always got a great thrill out of playing with pennant-winning ball clubs. I was one of those fortunate fellows. I played on 8 pennant-winning ball clubs, and we won 4 championships. We won 4 pennants with the Giants and won 2 World Series, and we won 4 with the Cardinals and won 2 championships there. And we had some great clubs, and there's so many people have asked me, well, Frank, which club was the best one you played on? Well, the only way I can answer that, they're all great clubs. In fact, you've got to have a great club to win a World Series. You've got to be surrounded with fine ball players. And, of course, the 1934 gang, the Gas House gang, that was quite
That was pretty good, huh?
I mean, it was a colorful outfit. They knew how to play ball, and there was a laugh a minute, and as soon as the bell rang, those guys were ready to play ball. You never knew what they were going to do. They weren't kids that would stay up late drinking or anything, but they were just like pranksters,
surely,
you know? They took good care of themselves, but, oh, that was a great thrill for me with that 1934 gang. You never knew what they were going to do. You remember Dizzy and Paul and
surely.
Pepper. DeRosa, Pepper Martin, and Bill DeLancey, Virgil Davis, Jack Rothrock played right, or Sadie and Fullis in center field, and Joe Medwick in left field.
Some real names there.
Fellas like Dazzy Vance and Jess Haynes, and it was quite a crew. How I'd like to win a pennant just once again. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, Frank, I got an idea you're on the right track with these boys you've got with the Cubs, and certainly you've got the backing of one of the finest organizations I ever have come in contact
well,
with.
Well, it is a great organization, and I know the fans in Chicago, I think, will back us. It's the only thing we can do, and we got a lot of fine, clean, cut young kids, and one thing they'll do they get that I'm thrilled about it so far in the whole spring training trip has been the spirit. I mean, when these kids don't like to lose, you can see it. When we lose a ball game and you're going back in a bus, there's no giggling or singing. They're really hot about it. But when we win a game, then you can hear a little noise.
In other words,
that's the way you like to have it.
The old fresh spirit has already been installed at Ridley Field.
It's nice to have a gang surrounded by a gang of kids that want to win and have one thought in their mind. When they put on a uniform, they're out to win a ball game.
Well, we certainly wish you the very best of everything, Frank, and certainly has been nice talking to you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you very much.
You.
Okay, thank you, sir. Frankie Frisch, ladies and gentlemen, the manager of the Chicago Cubs. A pleasure to have presented this Hall of Famer to you in the Sportslight tonight.